Here.
Mr. McDavid?
Here.
Mr. Schmidt?
Here.
Mr. Trapp?
Here.
Mr. Scala?
Here.
Mr. Thomas?
Here.
Ms. Nauzer?
Here.
It's with a little bit of sadness that I ask Mr. Schmidt, outgoing First Ward Council Member, to make any last comments.
I do have a few comments, and this is the last time I'll ever get to address this body without you saying
like
your time has expired.
Like 3 minutes or 5 minutes?
That was going to be my joke. Kathy, my wife, and I were on the roof the other night of the big new hotel downtown, and you get a very nice perspective of everything Columbia has become from looking from such a vantage point. It was also interesting. There are all sorts of all ages and types of people there. It was a very interesting and diverse crowd. It shows how we've changed. It's a real asset to the community. And it almost didn't happen. I will talk about a couple of those things in their place. First, I'd like to do my thanks and thank everyone who has helped. When I started, I was in the seat that Mr. Thomas is in, and Daryl Dudley and Sheila Amon would help me when I was new and didn't really know the ropes, and they both helped me through those early meetings when I was learning my way. And I'd like to thank Barbara Hoppe and especially Helen Antony, who came on council at the same time I did. Helen and I spent hours and hours going through the packets together when it was, you know, when everything was new. And of course, I want to thank the staff who work all day and then they're here all night. And they stay all night after working all day. Historical perspective, I was going to mention someone who actually is here tonight. When I first got on council, Ray Beck sent us all a packet of articles that he had when he was going through his clippings, a whole bunch of stuff on sewer construction. And I just think it's wonderful that we have the people like that. My mother actually pulled out a box of old clippings, including a 2002 discussion of the lack of downtown infrastructure. And we are lucky to have resources like that among us who are here to help us by helping us remember the past. And I'd like to thank some of the public who have stepped up in times of need to serve us. This is a very incomplete list, just a few people that come to mind: Colleen Cobble and Wiley Miller, who served on reapportionment, Tyree Bindum, and the rest of the crime task force who came to us in a time of need, and our CPRB. That's been a really time-consuming and thankless task, and I'd like to thank those people. I really have gotten a lot of advice from former staff and council who have given me advice and solace as I've gone through this process. And I'd like to thank Kathy, who wrote speeches, talked through issues, who's been my rock. And I'm sure I've forgotten a few people, but unlike Darwin, I remembered to thank my wife. Among other reasons, I ran because I thought my financial knowledge and experience would help see the city through a difficult time. There's no point in repeating a lot of the big items, so I'm going to mention some of the unsung changes, some of the arcana. These are not necessarily things I did, but they were things that I was part of. I'm going to, of course, immediately go on a tangent here with a story. When I was young, Columbia had about 30,000 people, and everybody knew everybody. And so the town worked a little bit differently, because you kind of knew who to turn to. And if you didn't know who to turn to for something, the person that you were standing next to would know. And when I came back here in 2004, after being away for about 30 years, that process was starting to break down. It used to be that everybody in city government knew exactly who to talk to, so you could kind of get any city employee and they would know who could help you with their problem. And that just, we're getting too big for that. And we've seen a lot of processes in government break down. So there are a number of administrative changes that have taken place during in the last few years that are going to be continuing. One is CalPERS has gone from a budget item to a process in implementation, and the efficiencies that are coming are going to be tremendous, and the access to information. The budget documents have vastly improved. I noticed that some of the 454 pages that we get is boilerplate. I think it's computer generated, and I think it's a little, you start to see some of the inconsistencies. So there's work done, work to do, but it's coming. And then there's the budget itself. We forget that even as late as 2011, it was a scary time economically. And we got the budget balanced. We got through that process. It was the scariest first budget that I ever have been through. We spent the entire reserve on October 14th. That's not a really great way to start the year to spend your contingency, but I'll get to that in its place. We're able to save transit for a better day, and that better day is coming. We added a floor to the Short Street garage, which it turns out was a wise decision, and we found a commercial developer for the facade. We forget how scary that deal was, and that deal almost came unraveled. And this year, we saved CATV. We've saved it for now. I'm sort of hoping you see the pattern. We save transit for a better day. We have a better day. We save CATV, and hopefully that better day will come. Pension situation, cities do go bankrupt, and Columbia doesn't need to be one of them. I really want to thank Bob, who spearheaded that effort, and the staff who up and down the line all across the board made some very hard choices, and I think good choices. We have got something to be proud of, that we have got our pension system under control. We have a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayer. We have a fiduciary responsibility to the workers to make promises that we can keep and keep promises that we make. And I just can't say enough to the good about the staff who made some very hard choices to make those budget and pension items happen. We're working on salary compression and doing salary studies and rationalizing the compensation system. We have a strategic plan, which Carolyn Sullivan helped us develop. Left to do, well, there are a few things, but this is where I get to talk about what somebody else gets to do. The accessory dwelling units, how and where to allow them, how to allow them so that they're allowed where they're wanted and not allowed where they're inappropriate. Rewriting the zoning ordinances to reflect our values and modern realities. Something that is Nancy Thompson's suggestion is really redoing that every 5 years. It's not enough just to rewrite the zoning regulations. They should be periodically and systematically reviewed. It needs to be built into our process to keep our processes up to date. Form-based zoning would be one way to go about getting zoning that is what we want, that recognizes modern realities. Regular review and update of the strategic plan, it's great. I'm hoping that that's becomes a habit. I think we could take a page from the Columbia Public Schools and the school board, and that is that they have a detailed 10-year plan. I was very impressed when I heard Chris Belcher selling the last bond issue. They have a detailed 10-year plan with a 5-year budget. And I know that the department heads all know where they're going, and we have some idea of where we're going, but I don't think we're communicating that to the public. And the recent infrastructure crisis, which I don't need to talk about, is an example of that. And I think that would be something useful. We can use COFRs and the GIS systems to push more data out to the public. The more information the public has, the better. And we should continue the to support as much as possible the clerk's effort to bring old video and text online and make that searchable as well. Getting it online would be great. Making it searchable would be a real plus. But as we've seen, there tend to be these cycles in our discussions, and it would be, we are repeating the past because we can't look it up on Google. I began on the roof, so I'll go back there. I've said I wasn't going to talk about the infrastructure, but I guess I'm going to. Because there's more than the sewer, water, and electric, and stormwater. There's the roads. Bob, you did a remarkable graphic, I don't know, it was about 2 years ago, where you had the number of miles per public works worker, and I believe it was also the number of miles of road per 1,000 people. And it was growing. And our tax base is growing at roughly the population rate plus inflation. And things that are growing beyond that are really not sustainable. And I remember that being one of them. And we have a 60-year repaving cycle. And when we find another $10,000, that goes down to 59 years or 58 years. So, because the denominator is ridiculously small, because the denominator is so small, the numerator goes all over the place. I wanted to see improvements when I came in. Progress has been slow, and people have been wanting and needing to see improvement in infrastructure. Some is in the pipeline for Ward 1, no pun intended, with the latest sewer bond. We say we want infill, but then we do everything possible to make it difficult. Something that's not in my notes here, not yet another digression, is I hear all the time from builders, or people who are doing remodeling, that one person from the city comes and tells them to go ahead or their plan is approved, and another person from the city comes and tells them they have to stop. And we need to do a better job. It's vastly improved, but there's more to do. And the thing is, so we're talking about infrastructure. Our fees and taxes should cover what we expect to deliver, and they don't. As leaders, we can't continue to promise a level of service that just simply isn't supported by the fees charged and the taxes levied. As long as we do so, the public's going to be disappointed, and needs are going to be unmet, and we're going to go from crisis to crisis. Our CIP is sort of a plan, but it's not a 10-year plan the way Columbia Public Schools is, because we have many times more projects in the CIP under each time period than are going to get built. And the days of federal and MoDOT grants to bail us out and move some of these projects along that don't have funding, those days are probably over. We owe it to ourselves to be honest about what things really cost and decide what we're really going to build and figure out how to pay for it. Otherwise, we're going to be continuing the shell game and being disappointed in the outcome. So back to the roof. What is our vision of the future? I brought an article from the New York, from the Missouri Herald, which the Tribune reprinted in 2002, and it was Columbia, Missouri, 100 years from now. And I brought a few copies of the article, which I'll distribute, and if there aren't enough, I can email them to people. In 1902, they predicted 100,000 people, and guess what? In 2002, we were about 100,000 people. They predicted we would grow to the river, and guess what? We've just about grown to the river. They missed the automobile, though. They They thought we would be the main steamboat stop between St. Louis and Kansas City. And as it turns out, we're the main internet, or we're the main interstate stop and a regional health center. But so they missed that. They foresaw fast food. They foresaw that food would be prepared mainly outside the home. But again, they didn't see the automobile. They thought that food would be delivered to the home in pneumatic tubes. And they foresaw the internet, because you would put a paper in New York and Tokyo in a pneumatic tube and it would be delivered to Columbia, Missouri, where we could read and discuss it. They failed to foresee the automobile and the divisive, isolating nature of the automobile world. My vision is that Columbia of 2100 is going to look a lot more like this Columbia looked like in 1900 than it does today. Whether you share this goal or not, it will happen, because there isn't enough money in America to continue to build the sprawl the way we're doing it now. So one way or another, we're going to come to a world that's probably a lot more like 1900 than it is like 2000. The vision in the article, and all of our visions, is one of a cohesive community that works together for the common good. How we get around, be it on cars, bikes, or foot, is less important than how we get along. Closing. It is coming. So in closing, I will miss the perks of office, the adulation of the public, the vast salary, the Secret Service detail, the motorcades, and the rides on Columbia Airport One. Seriously, I will miss serving the public. I could not possibly list everyone, so I'll leave the thanks there. But in terms of the future, I'm pleased to be followed by my friend Ginny Chadwick. She's been attending council meetings, as many of you know, for several months, so she knows what she's getting into. Yet she still ran for office. At any rate, she's prepared. She's smart, she's capable, she brings many skills and attributes to the job. The press has commented about her differences, of which there are a few. We have, since the fall, discussed many events and votes, and as we are likely to do in the future. We do best when we choose our leaders not for a position on a particular issue, but for their character and wisdom. I am proud of the public's new addition to the council, as I am proud of the whole council. It's been a privilege to serve with such a distinguished group. And I'll close with some remembrances. I mentioned Helen and Doug Anthony, who are well but not with us. Rita Dudley, Almeda Creighton, Wina Fay Albert, Daryl Foster, Willie Bell, and Bruce Britton. Thank you. Time has expired.
Yes, the time has expired. I'll ask Mr. Mathis and Mr. Smith to join me at the podium. Fred, you're still a councilman until Jenny does the oath. So, Councilman Schmidt, this is a resolution of appreciation. Whereas Fred Schmidt was elected council member of the First Ward on April 5, 2011, and whereas he has ably represented his constituency and others of Columbia during his tenure of office, and whereas his dedication to this office entailed many hours of extra duty in addition to the hours spent at regular and special City Council sessions, and whereas Mr. Schmidt did not choose to be a candidate for re-election in 2014, now therefore be resolved that the City Council extends its heartfelt thanks to Mr. Schmidt for his dedicated public service and his commitment in keeping Columbia a viable city. We wish Mr. Schmidt the best in the future. Fred.
I thought you said it said wee hours.
And there's more. This is a plaque of appreciation from the city council and staff, recognizing your dedicated and effective service on the Columbia City Council from 2011 to 2014. And there's more. We're going to plant a tree for you. It's always nice to have a tree planted for you while you're still alive. Until in recognition of one term of service on the Columbia City Council, the city is pleased to present the gift of a living memorial to Fred Schmidt, City Council member, April 2011 to April 2014. A heritage tree will be planted and maintained in the Columbia Park of your choice to honor your 3 years of service.
Well, Fred, I get to represent the staff and give you a couple of parting gifts.
Oh, great. I've always wanted one of these ties.
This has become sort of iconic. These tiles are individual works of art. They are all unique, like we humans. So this says, Fred Schmidt, Ward 1 council member, the City of Columbia thanks you for your service, and then has the dates of your service. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Oh, there's more.
Here's the one where we staff get a little more creative and try to do something a little more personal than the plaque. And nothing's probably as cool as a tree, so we do our best. And what we have here is something Fred mentioned that he was really the champion of, kept the attention on, didn't let it die, although it's not done yet. We still have to cross the finish line, but we're almost there. And it's a kind of a stylized view of an accessory dwelling unit. So, thank you for not letting us let go of that.
Thank you, Fred. It's been an honor and a pleasure to work with you, and
likewise.
We'll look forward to your 3 minutes. Thank you, Fred. You're dismissed. I'll ask Councilperson-elect Chadwick to join me and Mrs. Amin at the podium, where Ms. Amin will administer the oath of office.
I, Ginny Chadwick,
do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of Ward 1 council member
for the city of Columbia, Missouri
that I am not subject
to any of the disqualifications
set forth in the charter
of the city of Columbia
that I will support the Constitution
and laws of the United States
and of the state of Missouri
and the charter and ordinances
of the city of Columbia
and that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office
so help me God.
And it's an honor for me to present Councilperson Chadwick, no longer Councilperson-elect, your commission. Thank it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be an honor to be working with you.
Thank you.
I'll ask Councilperson Nauzer to join me and the city clerk at the podium.
I, Laura Nauzer,
do solemnly swear
that
I possess all qualifications,
that
That I possess all qualifications.
For the office of Ward 5 Councilmember.
For the office of Ward 5 Councilmember.
For the city of Columbia, Missouri.
For the city of Columbia, Missouri.
That I am not subject.
To any of the disqualifications.
Set forth in the charter.
Set forth in the charter.
Of the city of Columbia.
Of the city of Columbia.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And laws of the United States.
And of the state of Missouri.
And of the state of Missouri.
And the charter and ordinances.
And the charter and ordinances.
Of the city of Columbia.
Of the city of Columbia.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can I have you sign this?
You may.
That lid doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's an honor for me to present your commission.
Well, thank you.
Look forward to the next couple of years here.
Same here.
You can join us at the, yes. I'll yield to the Honorable First Ward Councilperson, Ms. Chadwick. Would you like to say any words or introduce any guests?
Thank you. Fred sent me his speech a couple hours before this, and I instantly got nervous reading the length of it and realized I had not prepared near what he had. So I'm just going to say a little bit. You know, I don't know everything going into this job, that's for sure, but the city of Columbia has said that they believe in me and that I can do it, so thank you, Columbia. I really want to thank Fred Schmidt. He's been an invaluable resource in the process of running for First Ward City Council, and I know that he will continue to be an invaluable resource in helping guide me and understand all that's going on. We also have an amazing city council that I am honored to serve with. So thank you very much for including me and being so welcoming, and I look forward to the 3 years going ahead and representing the First Ward. We have a city that we love very much, and I look forward to representing the First Ward as the First Ward City Councilman. I've heard from the constituents a number of issues that they've talked about over the campaign, public safety, infrastructure, the public transit system, all items that are near and dear to my heart, and I look forward to advocating for as a city council representative. Together, we're going to make a healthy, safe city, one that we love, and that we will live in. It's an honor again, and thank you.
I'll ask our Fifth Ward Council person, Ms. Nauser, if she would like to make any remarks or introduce any guests.
I would. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Well, first of all, I would like to thank my husband, Greg. He has been the backbone of my fourth terms in City Council. I would like to thank my son, Ryan, for attending this evening. He took some time out of his college schedule to come over here and visit with Mom, so I'm greatly pleased to see him. Rosa, my dear friend Rosa, Rob, I don't think that I could be sitting here without all of the hard work and help that she has given to me and all of the wonderful advice that she's helped me with over these years. So thank you for coming and being a part of this again this evening. And my dear neighbors, Mary and Barry. It was a great surprise to see you guys here tonight. You're wonderful, dear friends, and it means a lot to me that you came down here to share this evening with me. Well, this is my fourth term in office, so I've done this several times, and so I won't say a lot. I too want to thank the city staff. You have made my job very easy over these four terms. Your dedication is a great tribute to our community, and people should be very thankful for the hard work and dedication that you give to the citizens of this community. I would like to thank the people of the Fifth Ward. They have the confidence in me, again, to allow me to run and vote for me. to represent them again. It's an honor and a privilege that they bestow that confidence in me, and I hope as I move forward in these next 3 years that I will continue to garner their support and be there when they have issues to help work through. And so as we move forward, I think over the years people have known my position on a lot of issues, so I'm certainly, you know, looking forward to working with my fellow council members to move our community forward on all the issues that are important to us. But several of the things that are very dear and important to me that I'll continue to advocate for are individual personal rights, our individual responsibilities, our property rights, as well as our rights to privacy. Those are issues that are very important to me as we move forward and impact every decision that we make at the City Council. So thank you again for allowing me to represent the 5th Ward and the city. I hope that I continue to do the job that you expect of me. Thank you.
City Charter does not have a formal process for the appointment of the mayor pro tem. However, I respect the years of service of Ms. Hoppe, and I am going to move to appoint Barbara Hoppe as mayor pro tem. May I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. I will remind everybody that we do have a reception next door in Conference Room 1A, 1B. This reception is open to the public. If there are no other business before the council, we'll adjourn. Let me just say this. Don't get used to this 30-minute meeting.